All right, back in the studio, and we will come to our announced interview with two black cats from Ljubljana, and we hope that the technique will work out well, and hello to Ljubljana.
Hi.
Hi.
So, everybody hear each other?
Yes, nice.
So maybe you can explain briefly to our listeners, first of all, what's the squad called Mačak about, if it's pronounced right?
Yeah, close to perfect. Mačak. So it's an anarcho feminist place that was squatted in April last year. And it was a squad that, was, hard to say at this point, accommodated a couple of collectives who had meetings there and had discussions, events, and this kind of things, but it was never a super public space. It was, yeah, for our organizing and training how to actually properly squat.
Why we opened it was because there was like a big gap in political squatting in Ljubljana since like 2006. And we're this new generation who was not always happy to come into squats that were already established and had their dynamics and different types of hierarchies, power dynamics. And we always thought that like we need to kind of start practicing how to establish spaces for ourselves. And especially like this anarcho-queer ideology that we adapted ourselves, and like we didn't find space for it in any of the established spaces that we were organizing in. So this is kind of why we felt the need to try to open something. It was also space where community building started, and it also like through our organizing there like new collectives popped up, we became a stronger community, and at this point there still is a Mačak, there's construction going around it, but we're still kind of half there. Yeah.
Yes, you can read in the internet, it's like you have an eviction letter or so from the 1st of August, and it's now kind of, what kind of status it is, like when do eviction can have place and what your options?
Yeah, well, so the eviction was in plan for the past half a year at least. So it was always being postponed for the next month, for the next week. But then we finally got this eviction date being 1st of August, after which we still stayed there for, I mean, up until now in the physical sense. But we started moving our things out slowly because we also decided already in the beginning that this is going to be a temporary space where we try to learn how to squat, try to learn all of the skills that a person needs to have, or the group or a community needs to have to maintain and open places, but not to defend it in this way, because it's also part of the, I don't know, devastated area that's kind of, I mean, it's, yeah, of course, we're losing a physical space, but we're super looking forward to opening new places in better locations or better maintained.
Yeah, the thing is that like the area where our squat stands still is a very big like investment area. So there's like three big properties where huge construction plans are made. So it's going to be like luxury apartments, like
offices, shops.
And it's us as like a small community, as a small group, we decided that we don't want to go into a legal battle, because it also means for us that we use a lot of our capacities to do stuff in the future, and we kind of, since the beginning, we decided that we're going to leave at some point, but we are still like happy to stay in the space until like there's literal construction happening in our little corner of the property.
Yeah, but what is happening to the area as we speak? So before there was just threats about of the eviction, and now some machinery already started slowly arriving. So at this point now we know that it's gonna start to happen at some point sooner.
So they will tear down the whole building, or how can we imagine? Or is it that they brought the machinery there to break doors or whatever?
So it's a lot of buildings, like a lot of separate buildings. Like this whole property was sold in pieces to this one investment company that now wants to tear all of the buildings down and build up something. It's a weird situation here in Ljubljana because actually and this is specific for Ljubljana, if you want to tear down buildings, you don't even need to have a building permit first. You can just empty out the lot and then wait to get a building permit. And this is what this company is doing now.
All right. So maybe we talk about some more like enthusiastic things. I also read that like you planned or you announced to have a festival from the 15th of August to don't have this like sad or waiting moment, but be self-determined and have a joyful like ending of your temporary squad. Can you maybe tell listeners a little bit how this festival went, or if it's still going on? As I read, it's like you had an open end. As long as energy is there, you wanted to go on.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the energy is not limitless. So the festival, at least if it's not on, if it's not over, it's at least on a break at the moment. But it was a really nice day or 2 days actually altogether of just doing everything that we film at Yaki's out in the open. So we had a lot of nice food. We had a lot of nice friends. A lot of the people from our community came and we hung out. We had some international guests also coming to support us on this day. So we were hanging out in our, I wouldn't call it a garden. It could be a garden if we had more time, a potential of a garden, let's say.
Concrete garden.
Concrete garden. We had some nice vegan pizzas, a lot of music.
We set up a pool.
Yeah, we had a pool party.
So it was kind of, yeah, like to... And it was super nice that a lot of people, a lot of our comrades came from abroad and we had a chance to talk, to see what we're doing, what we plan to do, to get some motivation for how to move forward. But yes, at some point, like, it's also vacation time, the city is empty, so at some point it was not a lot of us staying around. So but it's, I mean, Maciak is still accessible if anyone still wishes to have parties or
still water in the pool.
There is still water in the pool. Yes, it's a bit full of leaves at this point, but
yeah, the pool is still standing.
And you said in the beginning that it's also kind of was your reaction as a critic on the movement and the squads in Ljubljana, which were existing before Maciak got alive. Do you think your critic was heard, and do you think that like that you made this space and there was like kind of much more probably accumulation of the energy and empowerment spaces? Was this queer critic heard in the city or in the scene?
Yeah, maybe we wouldn't call it so much a critique as in like an alternative to like ways that were established until now. And it was just like a new way to feel empowered to do something where you don't need, because like when we started, we also started without big public support or big community support, and we did rely on ourselves, and I think that made us feel very empowered, even though we knew that we could always turn to our comrades when we need support. And all of these comrades came now to the eviction party and were joyful with us. So I think in the city it definitely shows that there is a new ideology on the horizon, a new way of organizing, a new way of doing things.
Yeah, maybe I would just say a couple of words about the like the prehistory of Maciak, because it's not the first anarcha queer space in Ljubljana. one already existed in Rogue, but it was before the time we entered the scene as the collective who opened Maciak. So there was this place in Rogue, but yeah, as my comrade mentioned in the beginning, there were two pre-established spaces, big spaces, one being Metelkova, the other one being Rogue, that existed when we started joining the scene, that somehow couldn't offer us what we were searching for. So for us, it was the most empowering part was that we can actually open something by ourselves completely how we want it to work, organizing it in completely the way, yeah, what we need and how we want to do stuff. And then to open it at some point to also other people who don't feel so comfortable organizing in, yeah, already existing spaces. So I feel like it was really important, especially for the queer feminist community in Ljubljana, to have a space where this is the ground base of how to organize.
Yeah, that sounds great. And yeah, as we know, there is also one other squad, or was one other squad after Rock, at least one. We did an interview before. I think it's called Bloods or something. So that's like quite something quite good from my point of view, that there's not this apathy, or I mean, like, but there's now things going on in the city and people try to catch up and to go on. And even if it's hard, I mean, with this ongoing gentrification process, that's something really beautiful, I would say. And yeah, so.
Yeah. I mean, in general, I would say that the squatting movement is back to being alive in Ljubljana, because, yeah, the last space that was opened before Maciak was opened in 2006. This was Rogue. And then in this year, two new spaces popped up. Yeah. So Maciak and Platz. And we're also looking forward to opening new ones and kind of sharing the idea and making it sound not so impossible to still find space in this gentrified Ljubljana, even if it's hard.
And I think this eviction of the autonomous factory Rogue, which was actually like very traumatizing to the community in the city, because it really hosted a lot of groups. Like there was so many spaces there. There were so many groups organizing there. I think it was really a push for like that. Now we are in a situation where we do have to find spaces for ourselves. And it's true that like at least two new spaces that kind of became public. Maciak became public like quite
very
late.
Recently.
Very recently, when we put it on squad.net, Platz was opened as like a public squad from the beginning. But there was also some other places that were around, also other groups that are still searching for spaces. So I think it's, yeah, I think we, as the community, we kind of needed this little push of losing the big space where things were hard for us, but also, yeah, to kind of find new ways how to establish new spaces with different aspects to how to do it.
And it seems that you are quite okay with like how it is now, how the process is going on. Or but is there anything people from outside, inside can do to support for you now or for the future?
I mean, in the completely present time, we don't feel like there's a lot of support needed in the physical presence sense. But for sure, sharing the story of Maciak and sharing the inspiration that we got from there, feeling the empowerment of opening the spaces and the importance of this kind of autonomous and anarcho queer spaces in general. I feel like, yeah, opening the conversation about the importance of squatting and organizing on these principles would be the best support that we can get.
But also, like, we're not really happy with the situation. We're quite sad how, like, we ended our story. We were kind of hoping that there's going to be a bigger bloom in this squatting community of Ljubljana, even though it did kind of, we see the spaces, but like we do like appreciate all of the international comrades that come around, that kind of, even with like when we hosted the Balkan Anarchist Book Fair this year and now this eviction festival, it meant a lot to us to have comrades here who know our story, who support it also from afar. And we're always happy to have like these people around us. I think it makes our little claustrophobic city and the small community, it brings some joy and excitement to us every time anyone stops by for a little while. So definitely still come and visit, like it's
And then we can all together look at the ruins of the place at some point when the place no longer exists. I mean, it's kind of, yeah, this maybe, I mean, definitely not super exciting times, but definitely also not completely pessimistic, I would say.
Is there any possibility to get in contact with Black Cats Collective you would like to share, or should people just pass by and get to know
yes,
you?
Yes, we have an email, which is crnemaetske@riseup.net. I can send it to the radio if you want to post it next to the show. And we're super happy to get emails there.
Yeah, but also check our page on Radar. The email is posted there also. And there is a bit of information how and why we are.
Yeah.
So we will publish that afterwards. And yeah, hope you can find the strength to go on with your struggle. And yeah, hope to see you soon somewhere on the barricades or...
And in new spaces.
Yeah, in our new house with a garden, hopefully. Soon. This is our big wish.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for taking your time. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot for having us.